100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day off and 19 no long, so me say.
Hey, 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 Digital Sister, I'm back. Thanks so much to all of my listeners around the world. Thanks for listening. Thanks for passing the podcast around. And a great big shout out to my big fan base in Denver, Colorado. I really appreciate you guys, and thanks so much for passing it around and just really helping the podcast to grow. In any event, remember, 2 weeks ago I had Tech Whiz Michael Lilly on to give us some great information about the iPod. Well, we are now doing an iPod countdown because I was so intrigued. I was so moved by everything he was saying that I actually ordered my own iPod on Saturday. So we're going to be doing a countdown until I get it. And it's so funny that here I am, cutting edge, you know, having an internet radio talk show that I've been doing nearly 2 years, and, you know, doing a podcast, which I've been doing a year. You know, these cutting edge new technologies I'm involved in and getting, you know, pioneering whatever. And I didn't even have an iPod, believe it or not. So I am finally caught up, and I am on the cutting edge with that. So we're going to be counting down. I should be receiving my podcast on next Tuesday, so I hope I can tell you all about that when it arrives. But I'm really, really excited about it. And, you know, we'll be doing some interesting things with that, too, as I learn how to manipulate it and work with it. So anyway, we are doing iPod countdown beginning today. Really exciting, so I'm thrilled about that. Wow, let me see what else is going on around here. Hey, you know today is the day that you should have voted. I hope you rock the vote, okay? I don't care how you vote, just make sure that you vote, because there's too many things going on that need to be changed, and I hopefully that some of the voting will occur. But it's just really important that we, as Americans, exercise our right to vote and to actually vote. I mean, here we are, a country going around telling other countries how to hold democratic elections, and a lot of those countries, you know, the voter turnout is something like 75% to 80%, and really only about 10% to 15% of Americans actually vote. So, you know, a little hypocrisy there, but, you know, don't be a hypocrite. Exercise your right to vote. It is the one voice that we have to make a change in our elected officials, and it's a way that we can really have our voice be heard. And really what you have to do is counteract the bad publicity that's out there that's meant to get you not to vote. So the powers that be who don't want you to turn out in numbers are going to put things out there to make you feel like it's not worth it, or your vote's not going to count, or I'm just so fed up. You know, don't buy into that, because that is what they're hoping you will do. Because if enough people don't vote, then it swings in the favor. And even though it may not be in great numbers, it will still swing in the favor because other people did vote. So, you know, make sure your vote is counted, and make sure that you take part in the process. Don't just be a lying dog about it, you know. Get up, get out, and vote. And I know a lot of the states have the electronic voting machines. We had it here in Ohio, and it really wasn't that complicated. You know, it's very much like just doing a touch screen when you do taking money out of the cash machine somewhere. But again, exercise your right to vote. Don't let the powers that be discourage you. You know, if you have to get up a little earlier, do so, especially when the next voting comes around. But just make sure you do, because don't give in to what the powers that be want you to do. They want you to be apathetic. They want you to be discouraged. They want you to be fed up. They want you not to go and vote. So don't do it. You know, make sure you exercise your right to vote. However you vote, just make sure you exercise your right to vote. Anyway, I want to talk about something really, really exciting that I'm going to be participating in, you know, the whole world of webinars. So yeah, not only am I doing internet radio, podcasting, I'm going to be getting my feet wet participating in a webinar. And I have to thank Roxanne Revenal of Go Completely Virtual for inviting me to participate in this completely online virtual conference. And the reason why I was invited to participate is because Roxanne heard my podcast, and she also tuned in to my radio show, and she heard me. And so from that, she has invited me to participate in this totally online virtual conference. So the conference is going to be December 5th through December 7th, and the link that you will want to check out, so that, you know, you might want to register and check out the conference, the website is www.gocompletelyvirtual.com. And be sure to check it out, because you may want to register and actually attend. So what I'm going to be doing, what Roxanne has asked me to do, is to host a roundtable where I'm going to be announcing the Go Completely Virtual package winner that day. And also, which I think is a very neat idea, is I'm going to be hosting a real-time online networking session on Thursday, which is that December 7th at 10 p.m. I've never heard of such a thing, but hey, I'm going to be participating, and I'm going to learn all about it. And I'm hoping that you guys will tune in and participate in the conference and actually you know, participate in the networking, because maybe I'll get to talk to some of you and, quote, meet some of you online. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to come up next month. Actually, it's just a few weeks away. And I just want to thank Roxanne again for hearing the podcast and most importantly, taking action on someone that she thought would be interesting to have participate. So kudos to Roxanne. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. So again, make sure you go to the website www.gocompletelyvirtual.com and register for this exciting online conference. It should be very neat. And of course, after I participate, I'm going to be talking all about it, because I just think it's a very cutting edge kind of thing to be doing. Now, what's going on with Snoop? I just can't believe, you know, that he's gotten himself into a little trouble again, because he just released his first novel called Love Don't Live Here No More. And he teamed up with playwright David E. Talbert to release his first novel. It's, as I said before, Love Don't Live Here No More, Book One of Doggy Tales. Now, I think it's going to be almost like a 7-volume series from Snoop that has been inspired by his own life. And the publisher is Atria Books. And it's going to be talking about, you know, his street life. And he's from Long Beach and, you know, the lifestyle he was living there. It'll be talking about his mom, you know, the relationship and his struggle to become a hip-hop artist, and dealing with his mom and her boyfriends, which probably was a difficult thing to do. But in any event, here he is branching out. You know, he's doing commercials with Lee Iacocca, like I mentioned in other podcasts. He's released a novel, and, you know, he had, I guess, a baton or something in his bag at the airport, and he was arrested. And, you know, he basically was, kind of put, well, what's going to happen is if it's going to go to trial, and if he gets convicted, he may be sent away for 3 years. Now, that's kind of sad because, you know, he seems to have really transformed his life beyond just being a rapper, and he's doing a lot of very interesting things, and it would just be a shame if this happened and, you know, took him out of the limelight for a moment. I'm sure he still would be able to sell his books, but I mean, that's going to be 3 years out of his life when he could be doing some other interesting things. So I kind of wish he had thought a bit better before putting that baton in his bag or whatever it was, you know, because he already had some prior trouble, and this was not something that he needed. So I hope that, you know, things will work out, that perhaps he'll get, you know, probation or something like that. I hope that it doesn't end up with him being convicted and going to jail, because he really has transformed himself into really a kind of a pop icon, and he's doing a lot of interesting things. So I hope everything works out for him and other rappers. If you're listening, you know what's going on at the airports. Don't come to the airport with guns in your bag or batons or anything that the authorities will misconstrue as a weapon, thinking that you're going to do some terrorist activity. Leave the guns at home. Leave the pepper spray. Leave the batons. Leave anything that's going to raise the authorities' suspicion on you at home. Please, because, you know, we're just losing too many of our rappers, you know, getting into some crazy things that they probably could have prevented if they just decided to leave something at home. Okay, let me get off that bandwagon. Now, what's up with Kanye and Faith Hill? I mean, here are two celebrities doing bad behavior. I mean, Kanye was on the European Music Awards, and I guess some group won, and he stormed the stage and said basically he couldn't believe it that, you know, his video should have won. And so after all of this, you know, they tried to make it as if it was a joke, a publicity stunt. I mean, I don't know if it was or not, but, you know, what's that all about? You know, here's Faith Hill at the Country Music Awards. Carrie Underwood, who was an American Idol winner, I think probably from last season, as a matter of fact. Anyway, she won the award, and she was up against Faith and some other people, Martina McBride and some other well-known country divas, and Carrie Underwood won. And so apparently, from what they're saying, you know, Faith Hill was backstage, but I guess either looked into the camera or the camera caught her with this horrible expression on her face saying, like, what? As if she couldn't believe that Carrie won. And, you know, there might have been a little, you know, little anger storming off, you know, behind the scenes there. But then, you know, her publicity person and all these other people coming out talking about how it was a joke and she was just having a good time and, you know, she would never do this, blah, 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 blah. In any event, to me, this is my opinion, of course, maybe sometimes the people that we put up on these pedestals are, they're just people, okay? And they're going to fall and show their real selves at some point. So maybe some of these people that we put up on these pedestals, you know, we may want to take the pedestal down a notch, because if, you know, Faith was reacting, that was an honest reaction, okay? She probably felt she should have won. And who is this little American Idol, you know, to come over and start chomping in her category? But, you know, what that smacks of, it also kind of smacks of that perhaps it is the changing of the guard within the country music with the female artists, you know? because Carrie Underwood's new. She's fresh. She's got some kind of pop appeal, and she's new. And Faith, you know, she's been around for a while, and she's really just gotten popular, I'd say, probably the last, 5 to 6 years, where she's really, really come into her own. So, you know, maybe what Faith was reacting to is, you know, that little changing of the guard. You know, recognizing a new up-and-comer. Because remember a few years ago when Shania Twain popped on the scene, you know, people were not happy about that because she was bringing in a whole attitude of basically like fashion and heavy-duty sexual content, you know, but very sexy. And they weren't really accustomed to that. And so she had a very difficult time because when she hit it big a couple of years ago, I think it kind of marked the changing of the guard from the older country and western singers that we knew about, you know, the Loretta Lynns, the late Tammy Wynette, June Carter, the late June Carter, you know, people like that. And so when Shania popped on the scene, it was a changing of the guard because it opened up the avenue for the glam country stars like the Faith Hills, you know, like Martina McBride, people like that, to really come to the forefront. And so now here is Carrie Underwood getting her props, and it may mean the shifting of the guard, that they're going to start looking at newer, younger talent. I mean, they did the same thing with Leanne Rimes. I mean, she was like 16 when she popped onto the scene, you know, and she's kind of like an old timer now, even though she's still very, very young. So we have Faith Hill showing some, I think, less than valiant behavior. And then we have Kanye, you know, and then also Faith was saying she's no Kanye West, you know, but it's like, hey, maybe the egos are a little bigger than the fan base really realizes. And with Kanye, you know, when he made that little statement during the Katrina telethon, you know, that George Bush doesn't like black people, and he stood out. I mean, that just popped him right onto the scene. And from what I could see, it didn't really affect his career in any way because, you know, they had him at the awards shows. He was winning. He was like all over the place. And so, you know, maybe Kanye is a little full of himself, and maybe, just maybe, running up on that stage was a reflection of that. And I don't know. To me, it's like we're just blurring the line between being civil and bad behavior. And, you know, what if everybody at every award show, if they don't win, storms the stage? Or if, you know, they don't storm the stage, as, you know, they're panning the camera through the audience, and when they really come upon someone, one of the losers in the category, I mean, what if they really went into a hissy fit and really just went off? I mean, it's just, I think we just have to have better self-control, because you're not always going to win. You have to make time for other people to be in the spotlight. And I mean, I just think you have to be gracious. I mean, you may want to say all kinds of stuff, but my God, you know, when the camera's on you at these awards, everybody and their mother sees you. And, you know, sometimes you let your real self show, and maybe that's something the fans may or may not want to see. But in any event, I think, you know, some of these celebs just need to cool out and behave in a civil manner like the rest of us have to do, because, you know, if any of us stormed the stage, we probably would have been arrested, okay, for disorderly conduct or something like that. So, you know, I think they get away with things that the rest of us normally could not get away with. But in any event, I hope that they will just kind of tone down the egos and just kind of keep themselves in check. Because in the end, it kind of makes you look like you can't handle the conflict that comes with not winning. That's really what it comes down to. Now, let's check this out. There seem to be a lot of divorces going around. Britney has filed papers to divorce K-Fed. I mean, are we really surprised? To me, this was like the Caucasian version of Bobby and Whitney, okay? Because here was Britney, you know, big-time singer, pulling in the bucks, people are coming to see you, and here is K-Fed, who was a dancer in her entourage and whatever, but, you know, he's like a hanger-on. He's trying to be a rapper, and I don't think that worked out too well. Now he's going to be appearing in, I think, a CSI, trying to do a little bit of acting. But in any event, you know, it's brought him up to a certain level, but it will be interesting to see if he can maintain his career without the status of being Britney's husband. And, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see what happens. And will it be a nasty divorce? Because they haven't really been married that long, but it's still California law. I mean, is he going to hit her up for alimony? So that's going to be interesting to see exactly how that pans out. And Chris Rock has filed for a divorce from his wife, Malak. They've been married like 10 years, have 2 kids, so he's filed for divorce yesterday. And then Ryan Phillippe, I think that's how you say it, and Reese Witherspoon are also heading to the divorce court. So that's like 3, you know, kind of powerhouse couples that are kind of calling it quits. And, you know, it really, really must be very difficult to maintain, you know, the relationships when you're in that kind of atmosphere, because, you know, you're a celebrity, everybody wants to be a celebrity, so they're going to be hanging on to you. I mean, people are going to be throwing their stuff at you. Yes, I said it. People are going to be throwing their stuff at you, because, you know, everybody wants 15 minutes of fame. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how these divorces pan out. But again, it must be extremely difficult to maintain a relationship within the Hollywood thing. I mean, temptations all over the place. You're meeting all kinds of people. I mean, the groupies don't care. They will just, as I said, throw their stuff at you, male and female. So it's probably just really, really tough to try to maintain, quote, some normalcy, you know, with the relationship in the face of an industry which is just built on fantasy, it's built on sex, it's built on, you know, really on promiscuity, on just having what you want, doing what you want, having it all in your face. So it's got to be very tough, very difficult. So for the couples that have, well, actually they all have kids. So, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how it all pans out and, you know, what's going to happen. But it's always kind of sad when you hear about breakups, even though you don't know them personally. You just hope that, you know, things would work out for them. But let's look at another rapper who's kind of expanding his horizons and doing other interesting things. Andre Benjamin, a.k.a. Andre 3000 of Outkast. You know, they just had the movie Idlewild out. But it seems like Andre's going to be branching out into cartoons and doing something called, let's see, what's it going to be called? Oh, it's going to be Class. It's going to be Class, something called Class. That's what it's going to be called. So it'll be talking about his childhood growing up in Atlanta and, you know, how he was and where he went to school and how he slowly was on his way to becoming a hip-hop legend. So, again, it's great to see our rappers branching out and doing different interesting thing. So kudos to Andre. Go ahead on. Go ahead on. Let me see, what else do I want to discuss? I think that could be it for the evening. I just really wanted to share with you that I have my own iPod coming. So anyway, I'm going to let that go for a moment. But I'm going to be back with you in a couple of days, and we're just going to continue to talk about interesting things. And Tech Wiz Mike Lilly will be back in a couple of weeks in December to talk about some other forms of technology that I think will educate and enlighten us with, because there's so much out there, and you may read little bits and pieces of it, but sometimes it's just good to have somebody who's into the technology who can kind of explain things to you and break it down a bit. I mean, that's kind of what he did for me with the iPod. I've been dancing around it, you know, for a while, but I guess to really hear somebody talk about it and just explain it a bit more just made it more of a reality for me. So that's why I want you to keep tuning into Digital Sister. We'll provide you with interesting information that you can use. Well, in any event, I think that's about it for the night. I'm a little tired. I just finished doing the radio broadcast, and I think it's just time to wrap up. So in any event, continue to pass the podcast around. Thanks for tuning in. Digital Sister signing out. I will be back with you in a few days. Take care.